Hi everyone, I'm back on here and right now I am multitasking, meaning I'm here playing with my kids and also doing a podcast, which we do as moms. We tend to multitask all the time. I know last time I talked about taking time for yourselves. How do you guys feel? Like, did you find what I talked about to be valuable, or did you find that it wasn't valuable? I hope that I gave you guys some excellent pointers. So don't mind the noise in the background. That's my son Bryce and my son Earl playing while they're watching their cartoons. Today I just wanted to talk to you guys about the fact that it's Easter holiday, and I just wanted to point out that a couple of friends of mine, like, they always get overwhelmed over any holiday, whether it's Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, because they feel like they have to spend time with their immediate family, their in-laws, and, you know, their friends. And sometimes it's hard to, like, juggle time, and it can cause some type of anxiety. My best advice to her, I said, you just got to take a deep breath. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your family. Because remember, one day they may not be here. You got to look at the positive and not always the negative. Because I know in any situation, whether you're spending time with your immediate family, your in-laws, or whoever you're spending time with, there's always going to be stress. That's just life. Like, you know, we can't run away from stress. Stress is normal. It's a normal mechanism that was built into our bodies. You know, the fight and flee. I don't even know if I'm saying it right because I haven't been in school in so long. But you guys know what I mean. Fight or flee analysis that they did way back when, if that even makes sense. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that enjoy your time. Enjoy your time with your family. Enjoy your time with your friends. And don't make it as stressful or bring on stress to yourself that is not even there. You know, I always think in my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to draw anything negative into my life by thinking about it. Because when you think about it, it comes in. Always clear away your head and think like positive thoughts, like, this is going to be a great day. I'm going to have a fantastic time. Even if something goes wrong, I'm just going to keep going. Okay? This is what I teach my boys as well. I said, you know, we as humans have so many different emotions, you know? We have the...
We have different emotions.
Like what? Can you name some?
We have anger.
Good.
We have sadness. Like, good. Have you guys watched the movie Inside Out? Those are all different emotions.
Very good.
Like, you can't be too happy. You can't be too scared.
Uh-huh.
Or you can't be too sad or something.
Right.
Like, we all have emotions.
Right, and we got to use them how? How do we use our emotions? We have to what?
We have to...
Balance. Yeah, we have to balance them. Exactly. It's all about balance, you guys. And you hear that's my 7-year-old. You know, as you could see, I'm always talking to them about certain things because, you know, in life, it's all about balance. You got to balance those emotions, you know, and enjoy yourselves. Okay. I'm not going to make this a long podcast because sometimes all of these podcasts are like off the top of my head because I'm feeling a certain way or because, you know, I want to like share something that I learned with you guys. And I love the fact that you guys listen to me, and I'm blessed that you are able to hear the messages from me, from my children, and I would love to hear from you guys too to see how you deal with stress on the holidays, okay? Love you guys. Don't get too stressed out. Enjoy your family. Like I said, life is too short to be stressing over anything. Relax. Enjoy everything and everyone, okay? Have a great day. Have a great holiday. Kisses to everyone. Ciao.